Welcome to the Dulu Show. This one is a special one. We had Roland from the US on our show.
I like the format of this conversation. Yeah. We knew he had 20 minutes of time. So the questions were quick, the answers were quick. Quick exchanges between both sides without any BS. Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
Quick one, quick but sweet.
Yeah, we talked a little bit about his career, his journey up to the moment that he became quite well known thanks to Gary Vee, who gave a quite incredible shout out to him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Notice the number of years he worked before anyone heard of him. Just notice that number of years.
Yeah. And there's some very, very savvy advice that Roland has for fellow artists, especially music artists, but also entrepreneurs. Really interesting insights. Hope you guys enjoy this one.
Yeah, enjoy it.
Hey, Roland, thanks very much for taking the time. Really appreciate it. We connected with you on Instagram over DM, and really appreciate the opportunity. We know how busy you are. I'd like to start by telling our user Roland, and what's the driving force behind everything that you're doing?
Yeah, I would say the driving force, like what's really pushed me to want to grind like I do and really push it, is just like I'd say seeing results. Like everything that's happened over the past, I'd say 8 years of this grinding thing, the results are what keep pushing me. You know, me getting to the next level of where I want to be. You know, me making that that extra $1,000 on royalty, like just like that type of thing right there. You know. Just seeing the growth, seeing everybody around me be inspired by what I'm doing really pushes me to want to be even greater and really bigger, you know?
How long after you started did you kind of see the first seeds of results that motivated you further? Because that's the reason people get, I guess, they give up before they actually start seeing results.
Absolutely, yeah. A lot of people give up before they start seeing results because it is a draining process. But, you know, the ones who are going to be great and the ones who are going to make it to where they want to be are the ones who can push through that greatness, you know. So I would say that the biggest – I was doing this for probably like 6 years before I started seeing real results. Given I had saw little hints of success, little hints of this and that, but – there was like literally a million walls to break through before I actually started seeing results. You know what I mean? So my message to anyone is like, if you don't want this enough where you can push through those little boundaries or those little walls, then this probably isn't for you, because I could never see myself giving up even after the biggest walls that I faced, you know?
That's amazing. And your message is really clear through your music as well. Can you give us a little bit of an overview of what your process looks like now?
Yeah. In terms of like the creation process?
Yeah, the creation process, yeah.
Nowadays, I've actually, this is a terrible excuse for everybody. All these rappers who say, oh, I don't have beats. I have made my whole career off of YouTube beats, off of going on soundclick.com and looking up beats. That's a terrible excuse. Just a quick message to all the artists watching this, you know, just to hit them with a little Gary V. That's complete bullshit. That's no excuse. You know what I mean? So I've made my whole career off of doing that. So now where I'm at in my career, just because of the exposure and things like that, everybody's sending me beats. Everyone wants to get on their beats so they can touch a little bit of royalties or just even for the name. You know what I mean? So nowadays people send me the beats to my email. Open those beats up. If I'm not making them myself or with my right-hand man, then I open the beat up, import that to Logic, get the BPM down, and let the beat kind of tell me where to go. You know, usually I just feel some type of inspiration or the other, and I start writing whatever the beat tells me to write. You know, if I hear an acoustic guitar, in most cases, if it's not, it's like an emotional feel, an emotional vibe, and literally I just write the song out. Lately, this is actually, I haven't told anyone this outside of you guys, but lately I've actually been freestyling. So I open the beat in Logic, and I start recording. I get the mic set up, just a rough recording. I start laying down cadences, just freestyling off the head. And then after, I'll go in and import more, more articulate words, more words that are going to explain stuff. So that's what my process is like now.
Incredible. I've been following you for a while. You really exploded once Gary Vee shared your song, I think, Born Hustler. People, you should definitely check it out. It's incredible when you want to get familiar with Roland's music. How often are you now posting and putting music out there? How frequently?
Absolutely. So thank you for that, by the way. I'm glad that you've been a supporter for a while now. Basically, probably, I mean, my thing is I really like the authentic reach and I don't like to be predictable. So I don't have a set thing like once a week. Honestly, sometimes I'll drop three songs in a week. Sometimes I'll drop one song in a week. Sometimes I won't drop a song for 3 weeks. It just depends what kind of project I'm working on. But all in all, I'd say either three to six songs a month is what I'm posting now.
And we are some of the most important influences for you and throughout your career?
Yeah, like some situationally, you mean? Like what has been my influence situationally or like art?
Music-wise. Inspiration music-wise.
Yeah, I honestly, for like a lot of my new music, my biggest thing inspirational has been like my breakup. Like I went through a huge breakup. I was with my girl for 8 years. So a lot of good music's going to come out of that breakup. You know what I mean? So that's been a huge pushing factor lately. One of my big motivators and things that really push me musically is just my mom, you know, seeing where she's at in life and seeing where I think she deserves and wants to be. So that's been a huge influence on my music. And then as far as like who I listen to is like J. Cole, Eminem, Drake, Kendrick, a lot of for the new school, I'd say Chance the Rapper and Russ in terms of like who influences me.
Besides music content, what other types of content do you post and which platforms kind of index the highest for you at this point?
Absolutely. So I also post, I post a lot on SoundCloud. Obviously, every music drop that I do goes to all the, I go through my distributor. They send it to Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, you know, Tidal, wherever. However, what I do outside of that, I do a lot of YouTube. I actually do some vlogs on YouTube, just kind of document. And the reason I do that is actually inspired by Gary Vee. You know how he says document, because like I had a talk with this camera guy, D-Rock, a couple weeks back, or couple days ago, and he was just saying, yo, how dope would it have been if you got to see J. Cole coming up from where he was? And I'm like, I would have loved that. So now all I'm trying to do is just document literally my real life and my creative process and things like that, because when I'm where I plan to be, that'll be dope for my core audience to be like, yo, that's what he was doing then, like, damn, that's dope, you know. So
that's incredible. You mentioned vlogging. We're also actually inspired a lot by Gary Vee. So we also started vlogging and now podcasting and focusing on audio a lot recently. What's your experience with some other platforms and which ones are the ones that you're hitting the hardest?
Oh yeah, I missed that point. I jumped off that point. I would say YouTube, SoundCloud, and Instagram are my biggest outlets. Not necessarily because they're what's in, because even when Snapchat was like the main thing for, I feel like the attention has shifted back to Instagram in my eyes, and in terms of interaction and things like that. So I would say, as far as that goes, Instagram is my biggest outlet. That's where I reach the most people. That's where I encourage everybody to follow me. If anybody uses my music, I say, make sure you use my Instagram. In my Instagram handle in the description, I just push everyone to my Instagram because it shows you a good balance of my personality in my story and then my business on my actual wall. So I funnel everybody to my Instagram, but for posting, SoundCloud and YouTube's where I'm getting the most interaction and the best interaction. Like I remember, like I used to get like 300 plays in like 3 days on my YouTube in my career. Now literally the first day I drop a song, it goes over 1,000 easy first day, no promotion, just by itself, you know, just by having authentic followers. So
do you see any trends or consumer habits that are changing, and how are you preparing for those if you do see any?
Do I see any what?
Consumer behavior, so change, maybe something that's coming up of how people are consuming, how are you preparing for that?
I'm sorry, I missed that question. Say it one more time.
Do you see any consumer trends that are coming up and how you're preparing for that in terms of how people are consuming music?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, I mean, to be honest with you, I'm hoping that this is where it goes. I hope that we go back to the point where it's like projects are the thing, but attention spans are just getting shorter and shorter. So as far as, I mean, this may be cliche because almost every artist is on and hip with this now, but just the single drops, because attention span is so short, I feel like that's everything. And a lot of artists, this is just kind of advice. This is advice from me to any artist watching this, is don't focus on these purchases of music. A lot of people are still pushing iTunes links, and I'm not smashing that at all. And it's a lot of good upfront money right then. But if you want to really have like an income, you know, residual income, push streams, push people to save the music to their library, because they're going to go back to their library and loop that a million times. As to that quick dollar now that you may want, no, push that as a streaming service and get yourself some residual income. That way you can travel the world, be anywhere in the world, and you're still getting paid like my royalties are doing for me now. Just some advice. And that's the way I see music going. You know, I don't ever see it going back to purchases, obviously. Everything.
Good insights. Very, very savvy thing. Do you have any active collaborations, and what's your opinion about collaborating with other artists, but as well as entrepreneurs? Because as we all know, entrepreneurship is becoming the kind of a new hot thing that everybody wants to be involved in.
Absolutely. I remember when it was rappers for a while. Everyone wanted to be a rapper. Now the entrepreneur is the thing. Yeah, so as far as collaborations, I'm not big on collaborations, to be honest with you. I really like getting people on my hooks, because I think it adds a new flavor and a new angle to my music. I genuinely love how Russ does. You guys know Russ?
Yeah.
I genuinely love how he does everything himself. I'm a big, big fan of that. I feel like my fans listen to me for me on the verses. So just being the selfish prick that I am, I like to keep like my verses all me personally, but people on hooks. I don't really put people on my tracks. If somebody wants to get me on a track, I usually charge money. Unless they have a decent following or I'm actually a fan of their music, then we can get something out. But as far as collaborations, I'm not that big on them, because I don't really like humans that much. Like, I'm very to myself outside of interacting with people who show me love and I show them love back. But entrepreneurs, that is where I like to collaborate. Touching a whole new market, and entrepreneurs' followings is a lot different than a music following where they can like a song and leave. If you're following an entrepreneur, chances are inspired by them. Chances are there's an emotional connection. Chances are that's an avid following that they have, someone who's really interactive. So any entrepreneur that wants to collaborate and shout me out, I'm in there. But I don't really work with artists that much. I would rather collaborate with entrepreneurs and think of innovative ways to bring more revenue in and more, you know, more longevity than just a quick single that we get on together, you know?
Nice one. And what's your vision for yourself in your career in the near future? Where do you want to be in a few months, in the near future?
So what I'm saying is, I'm 24 right now. By 25, I'm getting close to it now, but I want to be over 6 figures. I want to be making well over 6 figures by 25. And that's just a financial goal, just to stay where I'm at in terms of streaming wise. As far as the next, not even, I'll say give it 2 years. I want to be on the top of, I want to be in everybody who listens to hip hop. I want to be in their top 10. And just how the energy and how everything's going around my career right now, I don't see that being far-fetched at all. And if I stay focused, I'm a very focused individual. If I stay focused, I don't see anything stopping that, especially if everybody on YouTube keeps shouting me out like they do. I see that being very far. By next year, I want over 100,000. I think that's very obtainable on Instagram.
What was the event that kind of gave you the biggest boost in your career so far?
In terms of followers, recently that Gary Vee post, yo, he literally on it, he has 2 million followers. He gave me an individual post on his wall and put my link in his bio. Like, that's a religiously huge shout. So that gave me 1,400 followers that day. But I did get shouted out by my homie who owns this account. It was like, it used to be like a really popping account, and that's how I got my followers up to begin with. A lot of the accounts are inactive now, but he owned this thing called Hits Funds. It's like little memes. He used to give me shout outs, and he had over 1 million follows. So he used to shout out a video of mine called Nike's on My Feet. And I probably got, one of the days, I got 2,200 followers from the shots. Those aren't fans that religiously stuck with me. Those are more one hits. But they, I mean, they're still there. They're just not, you know, and they're not like interactive and actually into the process because they jumped on early on and it was just because of one song, you know?
Great, man. Thanks very much. To wrap up, I don't want to take more of your time. What are the, where are the best places that people can find out more about you and especially listen to your music?
Absolutely. So what I'm going to push to everybody is Spotify. Type in R-O-W-L-A on Spotify and make sure you go through my catalog and save. Hit the little plus sign next to the ones that you like. Do that on, if you don't use Spotify, do that on Apple Music and SoundCloud instead. Follow me on Instagram, R-O-W-L-A-N. That's it. W-L-A-N. It's Roland. Follow me on Instagram. Get interactive with me. Let's connect. You know, if you have any ideas, anything that you might be able to offer me, anything that you think I could help with you, as long as I have time, I'm down. So let's just connect, you know?
And one last question. If someone has to listen to one of your songs, just one, which one would it be?
As of right now, Born Hustler.
I like the title.
Love it.
And that's what I'm here for, you know? Like, well, like that feeds my daily inspiration. Let's push it, you know?
I agree. Agreed.
Cool, man. Well, thanks so much for taking the time. We really appreciate it. Say hi to Brandon as well. I when I talked to him, I said I want to get him on the podcast as well. Really, really, really like the work that he's doing. I saw his video today about his resolution for 1 year ahead. No more day job. And
yeah. I see that. I didn't even see it yet.
Follow him on Instagram.
All right, my man. I'm going to have to do that. I appreciate that. I'll tell him that you were showing love.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thanks, man. Have a good one. Greetings from Amsterdam. And talk to you soon.
Sounds like a plan, yo. Help me spread that word. It's all love, guys.
Will do, man. Will do.
Thank you, man.